Laudato Jesus Christus. This is the English program of Vatican Radio.
Hello and welcome to our Vatican Weekend English feature program. I'm Susie Hodges and I'll be with you for the next half hour. Today's program is dedicated to coverage of Pope Francis's five-day apostolic visit to Colombia, with reports from our correspondent accompanying the Pope and a series of interviews where we take a closer look at this Latin American nation and examine the social, political and economic backdrop to this papal trip. Francis has urged the people of Colombia to break the endless cycle of violence and death and embrace the power of forgiveness and reconciliation. The theme of reconciliation was at the heart of the two events presided over by the Pope in the Colombian city of Villavicencio on Friday. The city saw some of the fiercest fighting during Colombia's war that raged between Marxist rebels, right-wing paramilitaries and government troops for over half a century. The Holy Father's visit to Colombia comes just months after the Bogotá government signed a peace accord with the main guerrilla group, the FARC. On Friday afternoon, at an emotional prayer meeting for national reconciliation in Villavicencio, Pope Francis met both victims and perpetrators of the civil war and listened to their moving testimony. Our correspondent in Colombia is Linda Bordoni, and she sent this report.
White, the colour of peace, was worn on Friday by everyone present at the prayer meeting for national reconciliation in the Colombian town of Villavicencio. A disfigured, mutilated and burnt black Christ hung over the gathering, a stark reminder of the evil of violence and death that, as Pope Francis said, breeds more violence and death in an endless cycle of destruction, unless that chain is broken by the power of forgiveness and reconciliation.
Esa cadena que se presenta como ineludible, y eso solo es posible con el perdón y la reconciliación.
He listened intently to the personal testimonies of victims and perpetrators of violence. Their terrible stories of suffering and abuse acting as healing memories in the effort to overcome and unite for the good of the nation and all of its children. And then Francis told them that he wasn't at the meeting in Villavicencio to tell them what to do, but rather to weep with them and embrace them as they help their country take the first difficult but fundamental steps towards peace. He thanked Luz for the gift of her crutch, a symbol, he said, of the more important crutch we all need, which is love and forgiveness. He bowed to Pastora's powerful and precious witness as she spoke of how the loss of two children to the conflict did not prevent her from conquering hatred and the desire for vengeance. He listened to the stories of former guerrillas, Daisy and Juan Carlos, thanking them for helping us understand that they too are victims and that there is hope also for those who did wrong. The crowd that lined the streets as Pope Francis was driven to pray and pay tribute to a memorial to the victims of the Colombian conflict also wore white. The Black Stone Memorial carries the number of those who died, disappeared, or were displaced. It reads 8,472,143. As Pope Francis said right at the beginning of the heart-wrenching but incredibly uplifting afternoon, he had been especially looking forward to it. It's no secret he has come to Colombia as a pilgrim of peace. Hopefully this simple but powerful time together will be forceful enough to create a deep and definitive fracture in that deadly cycle of violence that can only lead to more division and grief. In Colombia with Pope Francis, I'm Linda Bordoni.
Earlier in the day, on Friday, Pope Francis celebrated Mass in a field on the outskirts of the city of Villavicencio, during which he beatified a Colombian bishop and priest who both lost their lives as a result of the conflict. Linda Bordoni reports.
La reconciliación no es una palabra que debemos considerarla como abstracta.
Reconciliation is not an abstract word, Pope Francis told Colombians as he celebrated Mass in the city of Villavicencio. And he appealed to them to open a door to every person who has experienced the tragic reality of conflict. Because he said when victims overcome the temptation to vengeance, they become the most credible protagonists for the process of building peace. The Pope's words came during a beatification mass celebrated in the Colombian town, which is seen as a symbolic model for reconciliation. Villavicencio, at the heart of an area which was once besieged by rebels, overwhelmingly backed the president's peace plan and has taken the step of welcoming back the FARC, whose leaders have pleaded for forgiveness and launched a development project there. The mass comes on the second day of Francis's visit to Colombia, which is centered on the theme reconciliation with God, among Colombians, and with nature. And the two Catholic priests beatified during the ceremony, Bishop Jesus Jaramillo and Father Pedro Ramirez, are intimately identified with Colombia's conflict and provide strong testimonies in a nation in desperate need of forgiveness and healing. Both of them, Pope Francis said, are a sign of the expression of a people who wish to rise up out of the swamp of violence and bitterness, a sign of the closeness of the gospel and of the church to its people. Pope Francis's call to Colombians to overcome what he called the understandable temptation of vengeance is key to the divided country's reconstruction, as is the inclusion of the many groups of victims of the conflict in the government's plan for a peaceful future. That's why some 112 different communities of indigenous people were present, as with thousands of victims from all walks of life. The Pope's beautiful homily included other key themes for reconciliation, including the need to overcome chauvinistic attitudes towards women. Reflecting on the gospel reading of the day, Francis said, "It is a powerful commentary of a world in which psychological, verbal, and physical violence towards women is so evident."
¿Cuántas mujeres desde el silencio han perseverado solas?
Overcoming that violence, he said, is also key to the sort of full reconciliation that recovery from conflict requires. And perhaps most poignant of all was his call to reconcile with a weeping environment. Villavicencio is the door to the Colombian Amazon rainforest, home to many of the displaced or threatened indigenous communities and to the nation's rich and wonderful natural heritage. Quoting from his own encyclical Laudato Si and from a Colombian songwriter, he described the trees as weeping witnesses to so many years of violence and said that the violence present in our hearts, wounded by sin, is also reflected in the symptoms of sickness evident in the soil, in water, in air, in all forms of life. Saying yes to reconciliation, Pope Francis concluded, means saying yes with Mary and singing with her the wonders of the Lord who wishes Colombia to be reconciled, a promise made also to its descendants forever. In Colombia with Pope Francis, I'm Linda Bordoni.
Thursday was spent by Pope Francis in the capital, Bogota, and he wrapped up his day there by celebrating an open-air mass where he urged the people of Colombia to beware of the thirst for vengeance and also denounce the darkness of injustice and social inequality. From Bogota, Linda Bordoni reports.
Amongst the over 1 million faithful attending the papal mass in Bogota on Thursday, there were thousands of victims of Colombia's conflict and groups of Venezuelan refugees on the run from violence and misery in their own country. The former in search of the strength needed to forgive, the latter hoping for consolation and support. Support they have been receiving from the churches on the border between the two countries and from Venezuelan and Colombian bishops who are setting up an emergency pastoral program in response to the situation. In the city's Simón Bolívar Park, the deeply religious faithful listened in somber silence as Pope Francis denounced the thick darkness that sparks violence and takes human lives in Colombia and elsewhere.
Las tinieblas de quienes se vuelven insensibles ante el dolor de tantas víctimas.
He said such darkness is a thirst for vengeance and the hatred which stains the hands of those who would right wrongs on their own authority, the darkness of those who become numb to the pain of so many victims. The Pope has described himself as a pilgrim of peace in Colombia, which is trying to take the first steps of a difficult post-conflict process, a process set off by the signing of a peace deal between the government and FARC rebels, who have disarmed and converted into a political party, and just last week by the announcement of a bilateral ceasefire with the ELN rebel group. Essential steps on the road to peace for sure, but true peace does not yet reign in Colombia, where ongoing violence by paramilitary groups and a fistful of smaller rebel militias continues to displace communities and create power vacuums in territories now being taken over by paramilitaries and drug traffickers. So well aware of his flock's deep need for words of enlightenment, indicating the direction and beauty of human existence, Pope Francis reminded the faithful to trust in the Lord, whose word, he said, is fruitful even where the hostility of human darkness destroys and plunders.
Echar las redes entraña responsabilidad.
We need to call out to one another, to signal each other, he said, to see each other again as brothers and sisters, companions on the way, partners in this common cause which is the homeland. The Pope concluded his homily quoting the theme of this intense day of faith, support, comfort and commitment in Bogotá.
De ser constructores de la paz y promotores de la vida.
Leave selfishness, fears and paralysis behind, he said, and become artisans of peace, promoters of life. In Bogotá with Pope Francis, I'm Linda Bordoni.
The head of a Catholic church in Colombia is Cardinal Ruben Salazar, the Archbishop of Bogotá. Speaking to Linda Bordoni just hours before Pope Francis' arrival in Colombia, the Cardinal said this papal visit is of huge importance as his homeland is living through a key moment in its history after the signing of the peace deal between the government and the FARC guerrillas.
For us, the visit of the Holy Father is really very important. We live a very decisive moment in our history. We are leaving behind years of conflict, of war, of victims. And now we hope we can go toward the peace and the fraternity and solidarity. The Pope will have for us words very, 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 very important for us in this sense.
Pope Francis always gives voice to the voiceless. There are many voiceless in Colombia, including the indigenous communities, the people who have suffered the most in this conflict, the displaced. How important is it for them? And what do you think he'll say on their behalf?
The Pope is very concerned about the voiceless in Colombia. These minorities now for us are really the key for a real peace, because they have very problems, they are a little marginated. Then this meeting of the Pope with those people is really a moment of hope for all of us.
The world also looks to his message regarding integral ecology, regarding environmental justice, which in Colombia is so powerful. What do you think he's going to say to Colombians regarding this?
Yeah, the creation for us is also a great issue, because we have very, very important riches, resources, natural resources, and we have to exploit them, but don't damage the creation. That's the point. And we are not, in this moment in our country, we are not so able to do that, to exploit our riches, our resources, without damaging the creation.
Finally, Cardinal, are you hopeful for this process of reconciliation and reconstruction?
Yes. The government is very concerned about that, and we all are very concerned. We think we can find the route, the way to leave behind also those savage exploitation, and to do a very reasonable and careful exploitation of our resources.
That was Colombian Cardinal Ruben Salazar speaking to Linda Bordoni. One person from the Catholic Church in Colombia, who was closely involved in mediating between the government and the various guerrilla groups to reach that peace deal, was Monsignor Hector Henao, who's the director of Caritas Colombia. In the run-up to the papal visit, he spoke to Linda Bordoni about his mediation role, the challenges that lie ahead, and what the papal visit can achieve.
I have been facilitating some conversations some years ago around the release of a number of foreigners kidnapped in the northern part of Colombia. Some of them is from Israel and Spain, Germany, and United Kingdom. Then I have been in contact in different occasions with the different guerrillas just to try to convince them to have a negotiation with the government. At the moment, we see the results of that work, but there have been not just myself in the bishop conference. We have been very committed, and I have been a delegate for those conversations. So that means that the Catholic Church itself in Colombia is extremely committed in peace and reconciliation since many years ago. That is important to say, that when nobody here in Colombia expected or believed in a peace process, the bishops insisted several times the need to have an accord, to have conversations to solve the internal armed conflict. We managed to have those conversations, and at the moment the process is on the phase of implementation.
You have a long road ahead. The next step, obviously, is implementation, also reconciliation. How do you see things proceeding?
Yes, the process, the negotiation process in Havana, here in Colombia, at the very beginning, the people didn't have enough information about the discussions at the different points. So that allowed to have false information. Even the people started to feel not very confident with the negotiations. Last year, in October, when the government invited the people to vote in favor, to approve the negotiations in a plebiscite, most of the people voted no. And at that moment, we realized all the countries realized very clear that they were a very polarized situation. The people was extremely divided, those in favor and those against, with positions so far each other. We started immediately to work on that. And the bishops here released a very important document called Artisans of Peace, Pardon and Reconciliation, which encourage the parishes and encourage the diocese to work very hard on the issue of reconciliation and to try to build bridges among the different sectors of the society. This is not to build bridges with different armed groups, but within the society, which is, as I said before, extremely divided. So at the moment, this is one of the most important challenges here in Colombia. Is reconciliation. So we need to work on that. That will take time. That will take probably at least one decade. And on the other hand, we have also a situation related to a recognition of the rights of the victims, which need more efforts and need more decisions to give them the real recognition of their rights.
Monsignor Henao, I have read that it is your deep belief that an agrarian reform is needed, as is the inclusion of people living in the countryside. Why do you think this is so important?
This is important because the countryside has been the main place for the armed conflict. The armed countryside has been destroyed for decades due to the confrontation between guerrillas and the government. Even the paramilitaries, they started to fight in many cases against the people, the peasants, and the local communities living in those areas. So the people in the rural areas had suffered too much, and they had to survive, and somehow after the attacks and the massive massacres they suffered, many had been internally displaced. We have around 8 million internally displaced in Colombia, and they had to leave everything behind when they left the countryside. So now, probably the first challenges for the country is to rebuild the life in those areas and to give the peasants the opportunity to produce and to change through their work the situation. I think that is costly indeed, in one hand, but on the other hand, that is the first need we have, is to give another opportunity, to give a dignity to the people living in those areas, in particular the areas affected by the armed conflict in the rural zones.
What legacy do you hope the Pope's visit will leave the people of Colombia?
I'm very positive. The Holy Father has a lot of capacity to get in contact with the people, to listen to the people. His message is always very clear, and he's very committed with peace and reconciliation and with the human development. I think that is what we need at the moment. And after the visit, we will start almost immediately the presidential campaign for the next year elections. So he arrives in a very crucial moment. This is the first election after the negotiations with the FARC guerrilla. And on the other hand, the negotiation with the other guerrilla, the ELN, National Liberation Army, is going on in Ecuador at the moment. So he arrives in a very, very important historic moment for Colombia, a moment when the people need to listen about the reconciliation, where the people need to see that the reconciliation is possible, and that we can, with the support of everybody, we are able to build peace in our country.
That was Monsignor Hector Henao, Director of Caritas Colombia, speaking to Linda Bordoni. Father Mauricio Urbina is a priest from the Archdiocese of Bogotá, and he too stresses the importance for the people of Colombia to turn over a new page and work towards reconciliation after so many years of conflict and suffering. He was interviewed by Linda in the Colombian capital.
I think we have to shift a little bit from the theme you would call peace in general, because it has been interpreted in a political sense, peace, and we would have to move on to the term reconciliation between Colombians. Colombia has been a country that has suffered from different fractures, we can say, along its history. So reconciliation inside the families and even inside the same church is very important for us, and I would hope that will be the main topic, and also what Pope Francis has to bring us in this trip.
I would like to ask you a question about the day Pope Francis travels to Medellin, where he will meet with his brother bishops, with religious. What does he have to say to you religious? What do you need to hear from Pope Francis?
I think the church in Colombia has been walking towards what Pope Francis has invited us, to open our doors, to go out of the sacristies, go out of our temples, and meet the people outside. I would expect that his word and his presence, especially in Medellin, would encourage us to evangelize, to go out of our own, we would say, places, of our own houses, of our own also mental ideas, and go out to evangelize so many Colombians that are waiting for the gospel, and I would receive and hope a word of encouragement in that sense.
I see long queues of people waiting to pay tribute to the Virgin. They are very religious people.
Colombia is a very religious, you would say, town, and we have a religious tradition, and the presence of the Virgin Mary here in Bogotá is very special. She hasn't come out of the sanctuary she has in Chiquinquirá for many years. So for people, it's a very special presence, the Virgin and the Pope. So we would hope that this would give a special strength to Catholic identity also of the country.
The eyes of the world are on Colombia in these days. What image would you like the world to receive?
Well, first of all, that Colombia is a place where we can reconcile each other. The theme of this visit is in Spanish, say, let's take the first step. The first step towards what? First of all, towards Christ that wants to make a new reality in our country. And we want that image in the world to be seen, that we're taking this first step, not towards violence, not towards division, not towards, but towards unity, towards making a new reality out of this country that has suffered so much for so many years.
I think it's very important that the victims' voices be heard. Is that going to happen, do you think?
That is going to happen, I think. The Pope will have a special meeting with victims in Villavicencio. That will be Friday. And of course, the victims will have their voice heard through the Pope, which is going to be very important, not only for us as a Catholic Church, but also for the world to see what we have suffered here, but also that we're willing to reconcile and to keep going and to make a new country and build a new reality, taking all this suffering of the victims and making it into a new, you would say, new hope. That's what we need and what we want in this moment.
That was Father Mauricio Urbina, a priest from the Archdiocese of Bogotá. Another issue touched on by Pope Francis during his visit to Colombia was the importance of an integral ecology and the need to ensure that God's creation is protected in the face of growing development and exploitation of the nation's natural resources. Chloe Schwabe is the director of the Faith Economy Ecology Project for Mary Knoll's Office for Global Concerns. The office is a partner in a Catholic Pan-Amazon network known as REPAM, set up by the Catholic bishops of the Amazon region. Schwabe supports their work as an advisor and advocate and spoke to Linda Bordoni just before the Pope's arrival in Bogotá about REPAM's mission and her hopes surrounding this papal visit.
I understand that you have worked with members of REPAM, that you're involved in environmental justice. And if you could just speak to me a little bit about the importance of the work of REPAM in Colombia.
I think REPAM's ministry of accompaniment in solidarity with Amazonian communities and God's creation is very important. And it's a wonderful example of how Laudato Si is being realized by the church. And in particular, during this very challenging moment for peace and land reform in Colombia, that the accompaniment of the church is going to be critical throughout this process.
That was Chloe Schwabe from Mary Knoll's Office for Global Concerns speaking to Linda Bordoni. And that's all we have time for on today's programme. Thanks so much for joining us here on Vatican Radio. I'm Susie Hodges, and until next time, Laudato Jesus Christus.